When the Lord was 12 years old, we get a glimpse at his divine soul. Even when he was just a young child, we can see the divine nature within him. In this one story in the Gospel of Luke, in just these 12 verses, the Lord teaches us so much about himself. So let's take a closer look at this story this morning and see what we can learn about the Lord in just these 12 verses. The story begins, of course, by explaining that the little child grew and became strong in spirit, filled full of wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Then we learn that after returning from Jerusalem for the celebration of the Passover, that Mary and Joseph had lost track of him. They were a full day's journey from Jerusalem when they discovered that Jesus was missing. And then it took them a total of 3 days to finally find him. And when they found him, what they saw demonstrated that this 12-year-old boy had a divine soul within him. It demonstrated that he was strong in spirit. It demonstrated that he was full of wisdom and that the grace of God was upon him. Mary and Joseph found Jesus in the midst of the temple in Jerusalem. He was discussing scripture with men who had probably spent their whole adult life studying the word. And it says that these men were amazed at his intelligence and his answers. So let's picture this amazing scene. The 12-year-old boy, Jesus, in the midst of this group of scholars. They were asking him questions, and Jesus was answering those questions. And his answers amazed them. Now, these men did not know what the heavenly doctrine reveals to us about the Lord at this stage in his development. They did not know who Jesus was. They did not know that when Jesus read the word, he learned it perfectly. They didn't know that a divine soul, Yahuwah himself, was within this 12-year-old boy that they were talking to and who was amazing them with his answers. And they didn't know that the more and more that Jesus read the word, the more and more he knew that everything he read was about himself. By this time in the development of Jesus, he knew that he wanted to learn from the word more than anything else. In the Arcana, we learn that in his childhood, the Lord did not will to imbue himself, to fill himself with any other knowledges than those of the word. All that Jesus wanted to do as he was growing up was to learn from the word. From this story, we can see that Jesus had already begun to realize who he was and realized that he needed to learn from the word in order to save the human race. And with every single verse of the Lord that he learned, more and more of his divine soul came out. When the Lord read about and thought about the word, he learned who he was, he learned what he was going to do, and he learned how he was going to do it. Even as a child, when Jesus read the word, it opened up his mind so that he could know that the body he had from Mary would be put off. The Lord was within him, slowly putting off what he had from Mary and revealing himself. So when the boy Jesus read the word, he could see things that no one else could see. As he was well into this stage, we can see in the 12-year-old in the temple speaking to these scholars. This makes it quite likely that the Lord taught these men in the temple truths from the word that they had never, ever conceived of before. Now, doesn't all of this help us understand how the Lord was capable of amazing these teachers with his answers and his intelligence? The realizations that Jesus was making about himself at the age of 12 years old help us understand his response to Mary and Joseph too when they had finally found him after being gone for 3 days. It's interesting to note that Mary, when she found Jesus, said to him, "Thy father and I have sought thee, grieving." In their distress at losing their child and their fear for his safety, it seems they forgot who exactly Jesus was. In the 12 years since his birth, perhaps the normal demands of life and parenthood had caused Mary and Joseph to lose sight of exactly how Jesus came into the world. And lose sight to the point where Mary would call Joseph the Lord's father without hesitation. But remember, Mary and Joseph knew from Gabriel over 12 years earlier that the Lord had no earthly father. In the course of raising this amazing child, their parental love for him could have obscured what they knew about his divine origin. But Jesus, on the other hand, he was just beginning to learn what it seems Mary and Joseph had forgotten. Jesus was just beginning to learn as he studied the Word about his divine origin. We can imagine him reading a prophecy in the Old Testament, and the voice of his divine soul gently helping him see that the prophecy was about him. Perhaps this helps us understand why Jesus responded to Mary and Joseph with this answer: "Knew you not that I must be in what is my Father's?" It could be that as Jesus was learning about who he was reminding Mary and Joseph that they should know it too. Now, it says in this story that they didn't understand why Jesus responded the way that they did. But it also says that Mary kept all of these things in her heart. So while Mary and Joseph were confused by this course of events, it seems they still knew that something very special was happening with this 12-year-old boy. And because this story was preserved by the Lord in the Word for us to read together and think about together this morning, we can also know that something very special was happening too. But because the Lord explains to us in the heavenly doctrine what was happening, we don't have to be confused like Mary and Joseph were. We don't have to be confused about who Jesus is. This story helps us know with even greater confidence that Jesus is God. By knowing how his divine soul was at work, even when he was just 12 years old, we can better understand what was happening in this story. In this story, the child Jesus was beginning to learn from the Word who he was and what he was going to do. The perfect divine love in his soul was drawing him to the truths in the Word. In every chapter and in every verse and in every single word and perhaps even the letters. And the truths in the Word were helping him put off the limitations of a merely finite mind from Mary. He was beginning to learn that he wanted to devote every single part of him to what was his Father's, and that his Father was Yahuwah himself and not a separate earthly father. All of this is within the Lord's simple statement to Mary: "I must be in what is my Father's." So now that we've spent some time looking at this glimpse that the Lord gives us into his childhood on earth, we can see how much it teaches us about the Lord. And when we can continually go to the Word and understand better and better who the Lord is, we can be more and more open to his help. And help us, he will. Amen.